throw our
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah, we die in 30 going years. Through it. So in 30 years, they're going to send you back. You get to kill yourself.
That's a lot of fun.
Wow. You guys really have not thought this through, have you? Kid walks
when
in.
When do you want your drops?
When they come.
Beginning. When come on, I got to tell you the joke.
Beginning, middle, end.
When do you want your drops? Drops, drops.
Your eardrops? That's what it sounded like.
To joke.
Of course it's a curse of a curse.
I don't know.
I was rolling. I was like, oh my God.
I read
great.
It somewhere on the internet. I'm like, whoa. Hey.
Awesome. I'm Bat Dog. He's like, you mean Batman? Who the hell's Batman?
Yeah, it's like.
And there's one where he knows exactly where he is, exactly what he's eating.
I like the one where are you? I'm in the park. Where are you? I'm at home. Are you going to get the stick I threw at you? Oh, yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, you were showing me that.
There's this one.
It's like, are you kidding me?
What's your first song? And we'll get
what
this.
A buzz.
I already got it. I got the names. I just need to know when the drops are happening.
What
now?
The buzz now? What the buzz? Get it going.
Cheeks are going red. Tonight I drink wine with the girl I just met. I had to think of things to do to stop my nervous hands. The label on the bottle never really stood a chance. The salt and pepper pots were getting well into their dance. Tonight I went out with the girl I just met. Tell me about you. What about
hello and welcome to episode 33 of Comic Pop Library. We just listened to What a Buzz by Ollie Murs, and that is going to be the album of his we are going to be reviewing, Right Place, Right Time. But first up, we are going to be doing Looper. But with me tonight, I'm Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April,
Logan.
And Chris looks like he wants to say something.
I do.
Well, don't.
It's just a front.
Okay.
I mean, it is a podcast.
Well, guess what? We'll go into Dodge City Spot now. We can listen to Chris there.
I like that.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land. So, why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcasts. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
And we are back. First up is going to be Matt with Loopers. It starred
Bruce Willis and
that guy from 50-50.
Gordon Levitt, something like that.
I can't say his last name. It's Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Something.
There is one thing
I'm not
say.
I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his last name. Those are the two major characters, actually, we're going to say in the movie.
There's one thing you need to say before.
Well,
we
yeah, it's
what Logan.
Time travel hasn't been invented yet, but it will in 30 years. When it is, it's instantly outlawed.
It's only used by the biggest crime syndicates or
yep.
something. He explains that a couple times in the movie. The first, I want to say probably 15, 20 minutes of the movie is, and you got to remember, they both play, Bruce Willis and Joseph,
play
both
the same
play
person.
A character named Joe. Bruce Willis being the 30-year older version.
The old person.
And Joseph being the
younger
version.
Person.
It explains what a looper's job is. And as Logan was saying, it was, you know, time travel hasn't been invented. I'm going to want to say the movie takes place sometime in the not too distant future.
Yeah, it was like 2033.
Something like when,
yeah,
that.
It was
2033 when was they were
it,
sent back.
It was very, very near future. He is a looper. What a looper's job is the criminals of the future can't dispose of a body because of
all
they
the
kind
technology.
Of say technology changes. It's very hard to dispose of a body. So what they do is they send back the person they want to be killed 30 years to the past,
them.
And the looper shoots him. The loopers get paid in silver that is strapped to the person they just killed's back. That's how they get paid. That's how they live.
According to Wikipedia, the year is 2044.
Okay. 2044.
Cool.
Does it say in the movie?
Yes, yeah, it has it on.
It did. I just couldn't remember.
So 11 years
okay.
off.
I knew it was a double just number. I just couldn't off. Remember which one.
But it's very near future. You kind of go in through his life. He's a drug addict.
With these eye drop things, that's...
Yeah, it was kind of a weird drug.
They're in Kansas City.
I know.
Yes. I do. Okay.
Yeah,
it does take place in Kansas. It does
awesome.
Place.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, Chris
didn't
watch
cool.
it. He's in trouble.
I freak out every time I see something with Kansas or Oklahoma.
They also have...
So much pride.
I want to say a genetic mutation.
Pure
they
J-Hawk.
Call them TKs. And it's basically people with telekinetic powers that can move things. But it never develops into anything more than just kind of being able to move objects.
Like hovering
a
quarter above your hand. And it's not even just moving objects. It's just hovering something above your hand.
Yeah,
it depends on how strong you are, too.
True, well, but we're going to get into that. We're not ruining the movie.
All general population of TKs hover a quarter above your hand.
Did you see all of the populars?
Oh, would you two knock it off?
The what?
Keep going.
Jeez. Brother and sister, halt.
Keep going.
Killed the podcast right there.
And that wasn't me doing that.
Yeah, I know. That was great.
What was that he said? Popular?
I didn't say anything.
Let's
Keep
let
going.
Matt continue.
Drop the subject.
Subject?
You can't talk,
and
I
apparently
swear.
Apparently April cannot talk this evening. where is it? Oh, he's a drug addict. And there's... They hang out at a nightclub, bar type thing. There's a guy there, man, I cannot remember what his name was, who was sent back by the crime syndicate to kind of run the loopers.
Yeah.
And they don't go into much detail as to how they know when people are going to be there, what times. I'm guessing from what it looked like was, because they show him killing several people.
And like he checks his watch.
And he has a pocket watch that he keeps checking. Because they give them an exact time, and it looks like it's the same location every time.
Yeah.
Specifically,
it is.
Assassination spots for...
Yeah, basically, the assassination spot is at the same place every time, at the time the guy comes back. What they call it, and the reason they call them loopers, is because 30 years in the future, they will send themselves back, the person doing the killing... And they have to kill them, their older self. And they call that closing the loop.
But if they did that, they wouldn't exist in the future to be able to do what they wanted
to. Well, no. Time paradox states they would exist to that moment in time. They come back in time.
So,
no.
And then get killed.
Yeah, because...
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
Actually, that is perfectly viable.
Because...
Not Back to the Future time machine rules.
Yes, it is. You're thinking that the young guy gets killed. It's the old guy that
gets
killed.
It's the old guy that gets killed.
So they'll have however long it is that they got sent back to live.
So they send the old guy back?
And the younger guy, the younger looper has to kill himself.
Just like any other guy, except for his back's filled with gold instead of silver.
Right. And it was like... 2 silver bars or 4 silver bars?
More like 12 or 16.
No,
this
is
not
silver.
The silver. The silver bars. There was like two or four.
A full bag. Yeah.
That was gold.
It was.
Whoa.
It was both. It was both.
I thought it was both.
No, it
yes,
was.
It was. It
no,
was both.
No. It was 4 silver bars.
I'm with
really?
You.
Because when okay. he when no. he went in to exchange the silver bars for money, he handed them 2. And he stashed the other
because
2.
Because he takes half of his profit and keeps it and spends the other half.
Right.
And it's the normal people that they get are strapped with the 4 silver. And then if it's him,
there's a whole bunch
there's
of
like
bars
a back
gold.
Of gold.
And that
Which
was their
the,
big payday.
Yeah.
Which can be very disadvantageous if he manages to do it right.
They throw you for kind of a loop in the movie, too, when he.
So you become a looper.
No, they throw you. Yeah. That was a bad choice of words on my part. they throw you for a little spin in the movie.
There you go.
he when the and I got to explain a little bit of it. When the people are sent back, they are bound in a straitjacket, gagged, and have a hood over their head. So they can't see who they're killing. So they don't know they're killing themselves.
Until they open the shirt.
Until they open, you know, cut open their coat, and they're the gold bars. And I guess to keep it anonymous, that's why they were doing that.
So that, because you're more apt to kill someone that's hooded than to see yourself. You're right.
Well, when Bruce Willis first comes back, he's not bound and gagged. And he
uses his gold back.
Hesitates for a minute.
Yeah.
And when he shoots, he uses his gold to as a shield. Picks up a gold bar, knocks his younger self out. Some more stuff happens. Well, then they cut to a scene where you actually see his younger self killing his older self. And then they go through
like
his
a dream?
Life. No.
No.
It's actually what Bruce Willis actually did the first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like that time paradox of separate.
This is where the whole fuzzy memories thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And there were three actually used in the movie.
And that's what they referred to that as letting your loop run.
Yeah. If you let it get away.
If you let it get away. Well, one guy, and this was the scene that I know I showed Chris and he freaked him out. one guy let his older self get away. And as he was running away, they caught the younger self. And they talked about, why don't you just kill the younger self? And they said that would have unforeseen repercussions on the future.
So it was kind of that.
So instead, what they did was, you see the older guy, and he all suddenly he's looking to climb a fence and catch a train or something. Mm-hmm. You see an arrow appear on his hand in the form of a scar. And he rolls up his sleeve, and as he does that, you can see scars appearing on his arm of the writing of an address. And you're going, okay, yeah, that's just freaky.
Yeah, and it says, be here at certain time.
Time, such a place.
Certain place, yeah.
Well, as he starts, he just kind of ignores it, starts climbing the fence. As he reaches his hand up, suddenly his pinky's missing.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh. Well, then all suddenly another finger's missing. Well, he takes off, and by the time he gets to where his, I guess, younger self is, he's missing, like, his nose, his tongue.
And, like, his feet.
Part of
his
legs. And you're just going, okay, yeah, that is, yeah, how okay that was.
And it's weird.
And you think that doesn't make big repercussions?
Because when he loses it, they
No, because the surgeon did it all, so they were able to attach everything back together.
I don't know, but yeah, it was,
and
yeah,
when,
it was freaky.
And when, like, the feet disappeared.
Actually, he had to have lived.
Yes,
that long
he had to
because
lived.
Everything was disappearing he died at that point.
And when his
it was one of those weird
paradox.
Yeah,
like when his feet disappeared, they did a really good job because it just vanished.
Yeah, he just fell over as
like,
he was walking.
You don't see it go anywhere. You just it's just bam. It's like whoa.
It was
where are you?
It was really good on that. Later, go back to Bruce Willis and them. Then they kind of start paralleling what Bruce Willis is doing and what Joseph is doing. Joe and old Joe. We're just going to start referring to Joe and old Joe so we can keep them straight. Joe goes back to his apartment to try and get his money to run. They've already got his money. He falls out of a window, lands on a car. Well, then they go to Bruce Willis seeing that same thing happening. The way Bruce Willis explains it later, they actually meet up face to face and talk.
At a diner
that he frequented,
because
young Joe frequented a lot.
Because he did the same thing on the writing thing, and he said, the girl's name.
Yeah. And then something funny. When they got there, he said, you know, there's another girl that works here on weekends.
Yeah, and she had a really short name. He goes, a lot less painful.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Bruce Willis had the pain, but he had the memory. And he kind of explained it as he didn't know. Because they were kind of two separate timelines, they didn't know what old Joe didn't know what Joe was doing until right after it happened.
Because he had to get the memory first.
Right, because he didn't actually have the memory.
Because it's like he could kind of remember his old life, but the farther Joe went to change stuff, the more it got shadowed over and disappeared.
More foggy, like, as he said it.
Because old Joe.
He still remembered his wife.
Yeah, and they killed his wife when they took him.
Right.
And so he's going back to, like, get revenge and stop it.
Well, the whole
this
thing
movie
is...
movie sounded more and more like a breakdown of the Godfather paradox. Or no, the grandfather. Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
The grand, well, it is mafia related. The grandfather paradox.
In there. It does have that in there.
Yeah, it does put part of that in there, too. It's basically the whole time paradoxes all kind of thrown in one movie, really, when you think about it.
And it has three timelines.
But what it is Bruce Willis came back to stop the Rainmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he had was
numbers,
which he finds out is a birth date and a hospital where they were
born.
Oh
my gosh. Yeah, it was the hospital code or whatever. And so Joe shows up at this lady's house and he's like, do these mean anything to you? And she's like, yeah, this is my kid's birthday and that's the code the hospital he was born in. I looked at mom and dad. I'm like, do you know my hospital code? Because you are horrible parents if you don't.
Do hospitals even have codes?
Who knows
yet?
That?
I don't know, and it may be a future thing. Something they had to explain it. Who knows?
Like, who knows
what
crap.
It was? I kind of liked it when she shot him with rock salt.
With a blunderbuss.
Yeah, he was using blunderbuss. Yeah. She actually shot him with a Mossberg shotgun.
See, I didn't.
With rock salt in it.
I didn't know it was rock salt. I just thought it was a normal bullet at first because I didn't know what she put in it. And then he was like walking up and I'm like, does he just not die? Like,
no, it was rock salt. But you kind of find out that the child that she has
did his old self come back and slap him for getting shot?
No.
Because of all the scars that would be on him.
They actually only meet up pretty much the three times in the movie when he was supposed to kill him and didn't. At the diner, Bruce Willis escapes, which I thought was a great, hilarious scene.
Because oh my gosh.
Because all the guys that want both of them dead come into the diner and start shooting. At the older one. Because they want him dead and they don't want to kill the younger one.
And the younger one starts helping.
Because of the whole Pinebark thing. Well, the younger one grabs a gun, starts shooting, and they all go running out of the diner. And they're shooting at, you know, the older Joe. And all suddenly they run out of bullets and young Joe throws the gun down and they all turn and look at each other.
And then he runs.
Goes, oh crap! And runs off. Like, oh, if they catch me, oh crap, we're screwed. And takes off running. And you're like, really?
And there was one other time they met, not including the very end. Remember when he fell on the car? If it wasn't for old Joe being there, he'd be dead.
But that was like, he didn't remember him.
Right.
Yeah, he did. He
was knocked out.
For a while. Wait. Never mind, that was old Joe following.
Yeah,
young
he was
Joe.
Knocked out.
Sorry.
Right. He was knocked out, so he didn't actually know
cars
it.
Cars will do that to
so
you.
So there is some humor in the movie. I don't want to ruin the ending of the movie for you.
It sucks.
I thought it was atypical.
Pretty good.
Well, it was really funny. So funny and
predictable.
Oh
is a
my
good way
gosh.
To put it.
So Joe, the younger Joe, starts out, you know, you see him. And then throughout the movie that you come to the scene where he's hiding behind a couch. And he's got a completely different hairstyle, like because really? He got a haircut in it. Like halfway through the movie, he decided to get
a
haircut.
I'm
gonna go back and watch it.
And I thought I was seeing stuff because like,
yeah,
what's going on?
And that's what I thought. That's why I didn't say anything.
And then April says something at the end. It was like, you saw it too. Then I wasn't.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna have to go back and watch that.
And
another thing. I guess
I was too
and
engrossed in that
like,
scene of what happened in that scene to. Pay that much attention to him.
It makes him so much less hot. Because I like him.
You know, they had to put contacts in his eyes to match Bruce Willis's.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you got, Logan?
Yeah, they wouldn't make Bruce Willis scene? Put contacts in, would
yep.
they?
Remember that couch scene?
Remember the couch scene?
Go ahead.
And how in that scene the kid was heading downstairs, stopped for a bit. He was motioning him to go back. He went down, went to the kitchen, went back. The person talking to his mom
never
noticed.
Yeah, never saw him. The
yeah there's this agent looking for Joe, young Joe, that showed up at the house he was hiding at. And he's in the house.
They told.
When she's in there. And she told him that her husband and her son, which the son is still at the house, it was in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's just shifting around, hiding from this agent. And he just. Totally over.
Yeah, it was kind of humorous. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was totally over his head because he did come back.
He went down to the kitchen and back, and he never even noticed. That was
true.
Funny.
That kid, I just want to smack.
Yes.
I don't want to ruin it, but the kid is the Rainmaker, you find out.
And he's like this completely nuclear power telekinetic. Like, yeah. He's powerful.
His mom has more TK power than anyone they've ever seen.
And so his son.
And I guess she passed it on to her son, and he's even more powerful.
Yeah.
His mom had it too?
Yeah.
Like remember, he actually makes rain.
No.
In a way. It's red.
Kinda. It's red rain.
It's sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, because he kind of makes the one dude go boom.
His TK is
yeah,
more...
Yeah, it was a little...
Was it
his
himself
TK,
or was it his brain?
TK, telekinesis power. Yeah.
His is like...
His Jedi... Like, his force.
Jedi force, yeah.
Kinda.
It's more like a bomb.
He made the agent looking for them go boom.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a little gory. I was like, oh,
because,
yeah.
Because...
Like, hey, there's this fine red mist where that guy's...
Yeah, because there was a... He was at the top of the stairs and he started falling. And the mom knows how strong he is. And so while Joe goes to catch him, she hurdles him, like hurdles herself at Joe and knocks him out of the way and out of the house. Like she doesn't care about her son at all. Like falling down the stairs. She's like,
yeah, she already knows he's going to go.
Yeah.
Ballistic.
And then they come back in.
He basically can't control when his emotions get out of control.
And
he can't control.
Yeah. And
explodes.
They go back in. And
how old is this kid?
Like, I say,
six.
Is he a temper tantrum throwing 4-year-old?
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty
much.
Much.
She he's says smart, it, but I can't remember exactly. He's like five or
yeah.
six.
I want a drink. No, go to bed.
Bam.
That actually happened. She's going over like math numbers with him,
and
he gets mad, and she goes and locks herself in a safe
because
he's
having a tantrum.
Because she knows, oh crap.
Because like. When she had him, she brought him to her sister who lived in the country because she was a partier and left and went back to the city. Mm-hmm. And then the boy killed her.
The mom. She explained
the
it,
sister
yeah.
that
killed
he was
sister.
Staying with. And so she came back and took care of him, but he doesn't view her as his mom
Is
anymore.
Is this one of those stories inside of a story?
No, really. Just kind of part of the storyline.
Yeah, it's just their backstory.
It's
of
kind
why.
Of a little backstory.
Okay.
And so he thinks that she's a liar and isn't actually his mom. And that's where a lot of the tantrum comes in. Like,
yeah.
And should we tell him about the one extremely stupid part he used his power?
Was it to get a can of... Was it to get a pop?
No.
Was it to get steal a candy
they
bar?
They were driving... I can't remember if it was away or...
Towards
the guy with the gun. In a big truck. Not much chance of him hitting, and they could just duck if there was. And he said, no, we can't go that way. He has a gun. No. Boom, there goes the truck.
He flips the truck.
And so he screws them. He screws himself over.
But it's a little kid, though.
Over.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got to remember, it's a little kid thinking about it. You should have watched the movie, Chris. You'd know what we were talking about.
Just on the, just like.
It's rated R. It is.
How do you think I come up with these questions? I'm asking the questions that our audience are asking.
Yes. Yeah.
And because it's so gory, of course, it's rated R.
Yeah, it's rated R.
I don't think it's gory.
And there's
there's a little bit of nudity.
Nudity.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, he was dating he was dating a stripper.
I had Chris watch that scene.
He's not admitting to it.
He's not denying it either.
My wife listens to this podcast, guys.
Oops.
So I shouldn't tell her that you touched the calendar
so
every
mine.
Time you walk in?
So does mine.
It's a good luck charm. Notre Dame does it after every football game. Or before every football game.
That's a side note. I'll have to show you the calendar.
It's always February in Matt's office.
It's going to be for the next 11, 12 months. Yeah.
I bought him a calendar.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to see it. But
well,
it's not. It is library appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it wasn't.
Okay, back to the movie.
Well, but... With movie. Your mind the way it's movie. Been these last couple of episodes, I just wanted to clear that up.
Wow, this movie is so good.
Yeah, we got off tangent. Real bad there.
Well, to me, this movie was a little slower than what I expected.
I didn't.
I thought
it'd
be a little bit more amped up, but...
I really thought there'd be more action.
Oh.
Here's a revelation.
The only real action, there's a couple small, I guess, gunfights. And then there's one real big one with Bruce Willis.
I thought something that was so funny. So Joe staying with him made these little frog clickers to like as a protection thing. Yeah. So like if she's in trouble, she'll click it and he'll see
come
it
to
and
the house.
Go. And she clicked it in her bedroom, like, she was, like, wearing, like, a nightgown or something. And he comes in, and all of a sudden, she just starts kissing him. I'm like, you are so straightforward. Like,
yeah, I kind of went.
It gave no...
What the hell does that got to do with a movie?
I know, it gave... It didn't connect with anything.
I know.
There were some weird...
It was just like, okay.
You know, and I don't know if that was that they cut out some of the scenes that so that didn't quite make sense. But they had to leave... Just... They had to leave the scene in with her moving the lighter, so it explained
why
that she was TK and that the kid was TK.
Mm-hmm.
True.
But then to get Joe into her room would have been kind of weird.
It's just weird. It's just, it looks,
I think they cut out some of the love interest thing that they kind of had.
Yeah, it was just weird. Yeah. Like,
there were some things that didn't quite really make sense, and I'm wondering if it wasn't, you know, cuts to make a movie in a certain time frame or something. Overall, I didn't think the movie was bad.
I really liked the movie up until the end.
You just didn't like what happened.
Yeah.
And there were three storylines. If I didn't know about one change, there would only be two, but... Well, actually,
Logan, just say the three.
There's one where he uses two punches to knock him out and leaves a note. That's one storyline. And one where he kills the guy. That's two storylines. One where he hits the guy and doesn't bother leaving him a note. That's three storylines.
I don't remember that one.
The second time we saw him from the old man's point of view. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Even Mom commented on it during.
Well,
the
I know.
Movie.
It's just I don't remember. Okay, I'm not saying it.
That will throw people though when they see him coming back and he escapes, and then all of a sudden it cuts, and you're at the same beginning, and then he gets killed, and you're like,
you know what? When what? I was watching it, I had to rewind it and go, okay, did I miss something?
Yeah,
I really had to rewind it and go, oh, okay,
one more.
No, I didn't, and I had to keep watching this. Watching it to go, what?
There might also be the storyline with no Rainmaker. None.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the movie, though.
True. Kind of at the
well,
end.
Kind of. You could argue that that was that one.
Well, we can't talk about that one because we're not giving away
course,
the ending.
Might mean that
for some
it's
reason.
The third one as well. It might be confusing. The
I gave away
the
ending
the
to my books. You guys could give away an ending to a movie.
Like,
yeah, why? Right. It sucks.
No, I want you to go watch the movie, Chris. I don't want to give you the ending.
It's a should, very should we ruin good the end way of
the movie? True.
To make sure he doesn't kill the kid or his
no,
mom
it's,
or whatever.
No, it's not.
Okay, Chris, you want to know? At the end of the movie, Logan just gave it away. He stops.
Not really.
Loop, but
yeah, he did.
He just said it was a
he
good
saw
way.
The loop.
He Bruce Willis is about to shoot the kid.
Actually, his mom.
The Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker.
Right.
He's about to shoot
the mom. Gets in the way of old Joe
and
the child.
Because she said for the kid to run into the field.
He told the kid to run away.
He saw the loop.
Kinda well, Bruce Willis is like, I'm going to shoot you to shoot him because I want my wife in the future. You know, I don't want to lose her. I want my life to be the way it was without me being sent back in time, which if there's no Rainmaker, he wouldn't get sent back in time.
Okay. Kay. Now, this is where you guys have completely thrown me all off. Right. You started talking about looping. You talked about the looper, about them coming back. Okay. And then all of a sudden you guys were talking about a Rainmaker and these people that have telekinesis.
Here, just
but you never said how they're related.
Rainmaker took over.
I think I actually forgot about that part.
Yeah, Rainmaker
it's,
took
it,
over the
in the future, the Rainmaker is taking over all the crime syndicates.
And it's like
and he is closing
so
all the loops.
He's the godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yes.
He's
okay.
Closing all the loops.
And he's closing
there
all the loops.
There we go.
I do believe I left that part out.
I or thought, because that's when I said, are oops. We talking about a story inside of a story? And you're like, no. I'm like,
okay.
What
the? I
how,
did,
how can I connect these?
I,
yeah.
I, did leave,
okay.
I did leave that part out. That's why Bruce Willis is after the Rainmaker. He wants to kill him
to have
so
his
that
life
he's
back.
Not there in the future to mess with his life.
Yep. And that's actually why he's there in the future to mess with his life.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Just
but as Logan was saying,
what
happens is he actually shoots the child, but he only like grazes him in the cheek.
Yeah.
And young Joe is standing there and, you know, he's got his blunderbuss, but he's like forever and away knows he can't hit Bruce Willis. And he suddenly sees the circle of the loop.
Of how the Rainmaker came to be.
Of how the Rainmaker came to be. How Bruce Willis got sent back.
And that would have been his old Joe would shoot the mom because she was in the way. And the kid
would
get away
it.
Through the field and hop on a train and be alone.
and would see his mom, and he would be mad. So in the future, when he became strong enough, he was going to
take revenge.
Take revenge, which was to find old Joe and make him suffer for what he did to his mom.
Yeah, loopers in general.
There's your whole time paradox thingy.
There we go. Right now, the whole movie makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
and so that's basically what he saw. And the
you don't have to give the you don't have to say the end now.
Nope,
I've got enough.
You really don't have to say the ending, but that's the whole purpose, I guess, of the movie is that whole circle of the loop.
That's such a stupid.
And that
ending.
Kind of explains the title of Looper.
Right.
I wanted to watch the movie for that particular part.
No, just the ending just sucked.
April just said, she didn't like that, did she? She didn't like the way it ended. I thought it was actually. I kind of predicted the way it was going to end when I was watching the movie. I was like, okay, that's going to happen. You said earlier it was rated R.
Yes.
Kind of violence, a little bit of gore.
A little bit of
sexual content.
TNA.
Little.
A lot of T. Not much A.
Well, T's good for you. With honey and lemon. Sorry.
Don't remember that part, but it sounds good.
Yes. What did was this classified as like a?
It is science fiction.
Sci-fi. Science fiction.
It is a time thing. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was classified as sci-fi or not.
But the so time thing was movie. The only thing that was science in it.
Yeah. Listen to the previous podcast for that one. I enjoyed the movie. You know, I thought it was a pretty good movie. Definitely a different storyline than I've seen before.
That's cool.
Pretty original
for a time movie. It was a
for a time.
Different.
I mean, I've seen. I mean, there's lots of movies about time travel, but this one was definitely one that was not in the same. Oh, I go back in time, I screw something up, or I go back in time to right a wrong. This was, oh really? This was a loop, a complete time loop of what happens. Cycle, I guess.
I thought it was cool.
And because of the two stars in it. They are big names.
Yes.
So this would be one that you probably want for your collection just because people are going to want it because of the two stars.
They may want it for the Bruce Willis. I don't know. I would definitely try to explain to them that this is really a science fiction, have to kind of think about movie,
I wouldn't
not an action
movie. Don't tell them it's a science fiction movie, though, because just the word turns people off.
Not really.
Really.
And those are our listeners.
Don't listen to these. hey, don't listen to these three science fiction geeks. Because they are not the world.
Oh, man.
Wow. Right. And you're going to prove that to us with your review.
Not everyone is a science fiction geek out there.
I liked it. April liked it. Logan thought it, or Rich thought it was pretty good. Logan, what was your opinion? You like it?
Loopers? Good.
Don't call it Loopers. It's not Loopers.
Looper.
It's Looper. There is an actual movie called Loopers with an S. Don't get them confused.
And it's a porn. No.
It might be.
Sorry.
It was listed in IMDb. I just didn't look to see what it was. But I would definitely say yes. Have the movie, not just for the actors, but because it probably would be a pretty popular movie. And I would say watch it.
It's like a brain workout.
It did make you think.
Yeah.
True.
Kind of like that one where they went in a dream to do everything. Remember
that? Oh,
that
was called Inception.
Yeah, that one was a...
I had to watch that twice.
That was a brain workout, too.
True. Inception. That was a good one.
That was a good one, yeah. Pretty cool.
So, anything else? Chris, do you have any more questions, or have we tied up the movie for you now and made it good?
I'll take that as a yes.
Chris.
I'm speechless.
I was going to say, you're not actually on a camera, so shaking your head, no.
I didn't shake my head. I just sat here.
I'm just messing with you.
I think we've pretty much closed out on Looper, so we'll listen to the next drop of Ollie Murs. And what is that one, April?
Army of Two. Yeah.
find another. You know you'll always be discovered. If it's me you choose, I can't lose. I'm in love with you. If you love me too.
And we are back with April's review of Olly Murr's album. April, take it away, please.
All right. This is an album called Right Place, Right Time by Olly Murr. And he is obviously a pop artist.
Nah.
And he is from Essex, London. And he became well known on the X Factor over there. He was runner up. And then Simon signed him to Psycho Records. Then he also signed to, let me look at it. See, I write things down. I can't even find it. Oh, Epic Records later on. So he's doing pretty good. No, he's had, what?
He's chilling. He's pretty good.
Just chilling out. His self-titled debut, Olly Murr, was number 2 on the UK album chart and had the biggest week album sales for 2010. With 108,000. And that was just the first week it kept going up.
So he's not a new artist?
No, he's been well known since 2009, but he's just now making it to the States because
he's had a second album this, in the UK.
This last week, I've heard his song Troublemaker, which is on this album, on the radio. And it's the first time they've played one of his songs. And it's because it features like Flo Rida, a rapper, a famous rapper over here. And so that's kind of like how he's branching out now. What?
What? We were muted during the drop. Chris goes, he co-wrote a song with Flo Rida. You guys were oblivious to mine and Chris's conversation.
I guess so.
I heard something about you were talking.
Anyways.
That's about it.
And he is.
She's still oblivious.
I don't give a crap.
But he's had his second album over there. But Right Place, Right Time is the first one.
He's brought over here too.
And it's not out yet, though, is it?
No, it comes out in April, roughly. The only way you can get it is if you go to Amazon, if you want to get it early.
And buy the UK edition.
Yeah, but you don't have to. Wait till April. It's a lot easier. All right, he has had a lot of number ones, just singles, like Dance With Me Tonight, Heart Skips a Beat, and Please Don't Let Me Go, and Troublemaker. That's a good one.
One of the interesting stories with
Heart Skips a Beat.
Heart Skips a Beat. You want to tell that one? That's kind of
right,
cool.
There is a... No, it's not.
Well...
It's not cool.
It's not cool, but it's interesting.
It's interesting. On the U... He has a UK and a US version of Heart Skips a Beat. And the only difference in them is what rapper he features in the song. In the UK version, he features Rizzle Kicks, which we've reviewed in the past. And then to put it on the US, he took a rapper from Pennsylvania. I don't know if it's a group or one person. I didn't look into that. I just know they're from Pennsylvania, called Chitty Bang.
That way it'd be more appealing to the US market.
Yeah, because
supposedly.
They have a US rapper.
Nah.
And when I noticed that, I went back to the videos and looked at the comments. Every single comment said they liked the one with Rizzle Kicks a lot better. And that Chitty Bang basically, I don't want to say sucks because I don't know their music, but to the people commenting, he wasn't as good as Rizzle Kicks.
And they shot two different videos too, one with Chitty Bang, one with Rizzle Kicks. And
The
Rizzle Kicks video,
it was
and you can find both on YouTube. It was a lot better.
It was really bright and just really fun. And then Chitty Bang's was like at a soccer field, like a soccer match against him and a group of girls. Professional soccer players, which kind of didn't make sense.
I like I said, I like the Rizzle Kicks version better myself.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not bashing on Chitty Bing, though. Your name sounds cool.
Just circumstances.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was a business move. It's nothing to really done to be because they were upset with anything. I'm sure it was just pure business.
Mm-hmm. And I really like... And the songs on this album that we're reviewing, Dad and me agree that it's like there were none that we hated. You know, we like all of the songs.
And something to say.
Yeah.
All the beginnings of them, or at least the two that I remember hearing at the moment, sound exactly like video game soundtracks. The beginnings of them before he starts.
Okay.
That's why Logan likes him. Like video games.
No, I'm seriously, it does.
I'm going to take your word on that. But, and like the last one we just heard, Army of Two, Dad listened to the album before I did when we got it in, and he warned me. He's like, the moment you hear the first song, you will think boy band. Because to me, it's like so blatantly obvious. He's practically making fun of them to me. It's like he's saying, yeah, this is what you sound like.
Nice.
And then when he goes into the chorus, which Dad says sounds more like the Beatles, it's kind of, to me, it's like the verses with the boy band thing. It's like, this is what you do sound like. The chorus part is what you should sound like. Like,
wow, Richard's going to be in hot water now.
No. When the chorus comes in, it really sounds reminiscent to the Sgt. Pepper's Band album with the marching
You're
and everything.
You're really, really dating yourself.
Hey, fine wine grows with age.
It doesn't grow. It just ages.
It just ages.
But it's still old.
Your feet and ears
grow. Yeah, and bread grows fungus.
And your feet and ears grow forever. That random fact of the day.
There you go.
It's true. Okay. It's just when they stop, they just stop growing fast enough to where you never notice. So cool. Well,
okay.
This is one, when I first heard Ollie Murs, when April introduced me to him, it was through YouTube.
He always said Ollie Mars.
Yes. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm like, Dad, you're old. God.
I can't see good.
No. Do you need new spectacles?
I think he just needs to wear them.
But no, the song that caught my attention the most was the dance song.
Dance With Me Tonight.
Dance With Me Tonight. Really has a 60s feel to it.
Yeah. On the way over here, we were listening to all his music, and one of the songs reminds me of a disco. There was one song that reminds Dad of the Jackson 5 with their ABC song. What is that?
Yep. It's Head to Toe.
Head to Toe.
It starts out with ABC, and it's the rhythm and everything is reminiscent to the one.
Yeah,
excuse me, it starts out 1, 2, 3, and it's reminiscent to Michael Jackson when he's singing the ABC song.
And it's like, so to me, he's not like, he isn't a pop artist as in the sense that other pop artists are making songs today. It doesn't sound like their songs.
Kind of like an alternative pop?
To me, it's like a retro pop. Like, he's kind of.
Good word.
Yeah. Run DMC.
Oh, dude. Now you're talking my music.
But it's like, because he's like more of the, I want to. Old school pop, like a retro thing, like, and it's really cool because all of his songs, it just sounds like he doesn't care. He's just having fun, chilling out.
Right, there's one song called Personal. April doesn't get these because she really hasn't listened to him, but for me, it really hit. Personal sounds like a George Michael song, reminiscent. You can hear the influences. Hmm. He has another one, What the Buzz, really kind of reminded me of a Hootie and a Blowfish song,
which was the intro song,
right?
That we played.
And there's one of these days. I think these last two are actually on
that
the bonus
song.
Disc. But One of These Days sounds like an Air Supply influence.
Yeah.
And then there's one called Runaway on the bonus disc that we have because we bought the deluxe album. Sounds like something from the 70s Mod Squad
like
type.
James
deal.
Bond.
Nice.
Like, so. It's just so cool. But on One of These Days, I was going to put that in for one of the songs because it's the slowest song on there. But I decided not to because I think it's retarded.
Ooh, she.
Sorry,
she
but because
he's such a great artist, the song's retarded.
The song is good. The lyrics are weird. It's like, oh my god. It's like, because a lyric is, my room can fit the two of us or something like that. It's like, no dip. It's a room. I hope it fits one of you comfortably. It's like, God.
Or five.
Do you just sleep in a broom closet like Harry Potter?
People. Maybe.
I don't know.
No, two people could fit in his room.
I might have been able to squeeze a third in there.
And then he was like, on one of the parts, it was like, you need to help me fill the space, like something about that. And I always put in, you need to help me pick out my couch. Because it sounds like they're like moving into his house or something. And they like, hey, come help me decorate it, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure the blonde has come out.
No, yeah, I swear. It's just, it blows me away. It's like, wow.
I did listen to a couple of them on YouTube. I hate pop. Sorry. I've been killed by boy bands and just can't stand hardly any pop music anymore. But I have to admit, he did have some really catchy tunes in the songs. I didn't think he sounded bad in any way, shape, or form. Of course, after watching him, I wanted to reach through the screen and smack him because I hate the way he's moving.
When I first saw the album cover,
I'm sorry, he can dance and you can't.
When I saw the album cover, this was
he couldn't.
Go ahead. Right Place, Right Time Deluxe Edition. I think they intentionally made him look like Justin Bieber.
He doesn't. Whoa. Whoa, that's a big accusation. He is not that ugly.
Oh. And the truth be told.
Come on now.
My daughter's going to be heartbroken.
Hey, if she never had a heart if she liked Justin Bieber. No.
You're talking about my daughter.
Wow, jeez.
No.
Take it somebody's not a Bieber fan.
You know,
oh my God.
He does control the soundboard and can cut you off
fan.
At any time.
I'm not a Bieber fan, but there's no denying the style that's on the front cover of that album.
Actually, he is completely opposite. No, seriously, I'm just saying, go look at Justin Bieber's, just the way he dresses and does his hair and does his album covers. Compared to Olly Murs, it's completely different. Because Olly Murs is more lighter, more vintage.
Yep.
Brighter.
I agree with Chris.
I don't at all. No.
We're just going to leave it at that. Yep. You've got to agree with Chris. If you're looking at the album, you've got to agree with Chris.
Maybe it's because I don't own a Justin Bieber album like you two girls over there. Oh, God. No, like.
Zinging them tonight, hey, my God.
We're going to need a bell and a referee. You want to know what? Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. The gloves are going on.
To be honest, April, I probably don't own a single song that has been produced since the year 2000.
Made by Justin Bieber.
Thank you for. I'm never defending Chris again.
It's okay. He was born in 2001, I bet. Anyway, he's only 12.
He looks 12.
Okay.
Want to talk about some of the stuff he does? Again, use a lot of different instruments.
Yeah, like a baritone.
Bells.
He uses a baritone.
Who does?
Wait a minute. A baritone, like euphonium, or like a marching.
A what marching?
Euphonium, or a marching baritone.
Euphonium.
One that's played looks like a trumpet. No, listen.
No, that march.
Listen.
No, that
this
marching
is why I'm
one.
Asking.
That's a marching French horn.
Hold on.
Completely different.
Whatever. Anyway, the reason why I'm asking is because if he's standing up on stage playing euphonium, how awkward would that be?
Picturing that.
I don't think he's actually playing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just picturing
just
that right now.
Could you imagine? Concert where he's bebopping around up there, and all of a sudden he pulls out this euphonium. That would just be weird.
And then his cheeks puff out like a really young kid. Like,
so he doesn't actually use these instruments. He has them in his band.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like, and it only has like three notes, but it's still pretty cool. But like, I'm still picturing that. That's just.
Oh Lord, help us! Gosh.
He carries it in his back pocket. In the middle of his dance. He just stops and whips out.
No. The staff member just tosses it to him in the middle of the song.
You're good.
Bam.
Those are just awkward instruments. You just well, it's
hey, if we're gonna get in tangents on movies, we gotta do it on the music too.
True. Yeah, we're coming back.
It's
we're swinging
horrible.
Back around.
It's like. Is it a tuba? No. What is it? A retarded tuba. I just don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't understand them.
Do you want to who would this? Any library? What do you think?
Yeah.
What? Age? Yeah. What do you think? Age
okay,
range?
If you have a female population,
nobody does.
If you have females in your population, I'm pick it up.
What age range though?
Like I would say 20s and teenagers, like.
I'm thinking high schoolers
and college students, and maybe like early young 20s. Young adults, basically. Yeah. Would no housewives? That would be weird. Well, wouldn't that be weird? Like,
how discriminating.
Well, I don't know. My wife likes One Direction.
Well, it's just kind of weird if like you're a kid and like you're listening to All Your Merch, and then you walk in, your mom's like vacuuming while dancing around to All Your Merch. That's just like, whoa. We need to set some boundary lines.
Maybe it's weird for you, but not for the mom.
It is every other child that's mom is doing that.
I think his music could probably be listened to by middle schoolers. I think it's...
Except for one of them.
One of the middle schoolers?
Well, zing!
One of his songs is called Hey You Beautiful, and it talks about how sex is all she wants and everything.
You know what? Tangent. I was watching a commercial for the latest Kids Bop. And the newest Bruno Mars song is on with kids singing it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Wow.
Your sex brings me to paradise. With kids singing it.
Okay.
I am sick of you Kids Bop for putting adult songs in with kids' voices in it.
Locked out of... Well, think about it. They put on Eminem's song.
It's a song for pedophiles.
Well, this song... Eminem's song, I Love the Way You Lie, is about basically an abusive relationship, and they rocked out on that all the time.
That's on Kids Bop. I remember that one.
And honestly, our gym teacher this year has, like, you know, the iPad. So he hooks it up to our sound system in gym and plays the radio, like Pandora. And Locked Out of Heaven, that song that you're talking about, will be playing, and it'll be no big deal. It'll just be like, cool.
Music gets a pass a lot of times. Yeah. Don't know why, but it does quite a bit.
I think it's because...
Except for the rap industry. Okay, industry doesn't get the pass as a lot of the pop and
Well, I think a lot
songs.
Of the pop is... I thought Eminem was... You can have different meanings.
Yeah.
I think a lot of pop songs, you can take kind of different meanings towards it, and that's why they get a lot of more passes.
No. This Bruno Mars song, there's no
alternate. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I've seen pretty obvious.
He did an interview with...
It's like, I actually meant your chocolate chip cookies.
He did an interview with somebody, and they just bluntly asked him, what is this song about? He says, it's about sex.
Yeah, I was like...
There is no alternative meaning to that song.
No.
I can think of some 80s songs off the top of my head that were nothing but about sex. So yeah, 80s, 90s. Okay.
The good old days?
Yes.
Were they
Thank
constantly...
You. I will admit that.
Hey, I have a question.
You're biting your tongue.
Were they constantly played in the radio, which most...
Pour some
about
sugar
fifth
on
grade
me.
Or third grade.
Honest, with the, there is a... There
I was
is,
holding back as long as I
oh
could.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't quite going to that far back. Yeah, it works.
Seriously, though, when they asked them why they made that song, it's like, it has no purpose. It's just a couple words out of a hat.
Yep.
And that's just what that it turned great. Into.
Going down in an elevator.
It's Loving an Elevator.
Yeah, Loving an Elevator.
By Aerosmith.
Loving an
Elevator.
He's going down.
Whip it. Whip it good.
Oh, I love that song. I love that
We're
song.
We're way off.
And the,
way
and,
off.
And the music video makes it even funnier.
Oh, we are so far out of base here.
True. Oh my gosh.
Right, I think we're out of the ballpark.
Let's get back to Ollie Mars.
Excuse me.
Let's get Mars. Back to
Bruno
Ollie
Mars.
Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars. Ollie Mars.
Yeah, whatever.
Bruno Mars.
we were talking age range. You think every library should have it. What was the cost in the deluxe CD?
Because it was an international, we had to pay a little bit extra in shipping, but total is about $22. But this is a deluxe album as well.
Right.
Two discs. 18 songs.
So.
Yeah.
Two of them are live.
But this
there
is
there were two editions in the UK, one regular, one deluxe.
Like this one.
This deluxe has the extra disc, which has four additional songs.
Plus two live songs of Army of Two and Troublemaker. Right. And Army of Two, the live version, I want to point out, like, the one you listened to before we started talking about this, has all like that violin part and all that music with it before he comes in, and the live version only has the violin. So it makes it sound like a classical concert until he actually starts singing, which is really cool.
Was this his first album in the UK or second?
Second.
Third.
Oh, that's his third.
Yeah. His third in the UK.
His first was subtitled.
Right.
Yeah.
This will be his first US.
See, I listened.
Okay, so this.
Good job.
It's the third in the UK, but first in the US. That you said was coming out in April.
The US edition will only be the regular edition.
Okay, it won't be deluxe.
So it won't be the deluxe. If you want to do that, you will have to get it through a separate buyer. And it'll be shipped overseas.
Yep.
For the larger libraries, I'd almost recommend probably the deluxe version.
Because it's more songs. Because
I think once he hits over here and gets more and more,
he's
going to
get really popular.
He'll probably be popular. With the smaller libraries, medium size, I'd say.
Just normal.
Just wait till the U.S. edition April, you think?
Yeah.
And it's
it'll save him some money anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Libraries always like
that. Why spend your money now when you can spend it later?
True.
So if you have a collection, you
can
think
you can use this time to generate interest in the album. That way, it starts checking out when you get it.
Right.
So I enjoyed it though. I've admitted on here that I don't mind the pop music. I enjoy it. So
I'm not a big.
He doesn't discriminate.
So I'm not a big. It's not that I discriminate. I'm not a big pop fan.
Yeah, he likes alcohol instead of pop. Sorry, I had to throw out jokes out there for the teens.
Pop music. It wasn't that he was bad or anything like that. It's just not
your cup of tea.
Exactly.
Or retro pop.
Yes, yeah. Retro pop. There we call it.
I'm trying to think like retro just
throwbacks.
Him.
But I think that about does it for this go around.
Thank God. Oh, sorry.
It's been a long podcast, evidently.
Hey, at least we're not reviewing Justin Bieber. Oh, there's this.
You know what?
No, listen.
We have to bleep that word out every time we say it.
They're just like just
Bieber.
Beep. No, but like there's this picture that someone made of like a gag thing. Like he had a picture on the news of like him just running around on the beach, you know, in some swim trunks. And somebody took that picture and put a black bar over his man nipples. And he was like,
what?
I don't know what to call him.
Chest?
That might be the title of the episode right there.
My nipples. No, she said man nipples.
I know. I'm saying it with.
Okay.
And it was like
man nipples.
And it was like female gets caught running around naked on the beach. That was a funny one.
Man.
I was like, that's true.
Oh, you can really tell she does not like Justin Bieber.
True.
But we'll never be doing a podcast on that.
Evidently not.
No.
But
so join us next time for Justin Bieber review by April.
You know what? We're going to get a freaking donation from somebody who says, review Justin Bieber.
I would never take that donation. Oh, no, I would. And I'll
$10,000.
And I'll just.
That's the magic number.
Hey, they asked me for a review, not what type of review. I just do a whole burn on him. Like.
Oh, well, let's continue on.
Well, we wrap it up.
Yes. Just one shout out today for Roxanne down in Texas in the Dallas area. She was nice enough to comment a couple of times on Facebook that she's downloaded it and listening to us and even listening to it with her kids. So appreciate that, Roxanne.
That's cool.
Hey, can I give a personal shout out to somebody?
She's listening to this with her kids? Now I'm freaked out.
I have a personal shout out to Matt Bolin, who won. He's a friend of mine I went to high school with, who got a audition with The Voice.
Ooh, cool. That's really cool. So now I'm going to watch The Voice if I ever have time.
Hopefully he'll make it on TV.
Cool.
I hope so. That'd be awesome. Did you see that one dude that made it from Wichita?
I don't really watch The Voice, but I will start watching.
He was a classical singer from Wichita, and he's just gotten really big lately.
Cool.
And I'm like, Kansas.
You'll have to give us updates on him.
Oh, I will do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Have him come on. No.
You know what?
Where's he at?
He actually lives in Oklahoma. I could call him up there and he'd probably come up.
Yeah, why not?
That's awesome. We'll see. That's even better than Kansas.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll might see if we can do that.
Don't look at me like that.
But join us again next time when we'll be reviewing War of the Worlds, another novel by H.G. Wells, and the graphic novel entitled Anomaly. But we enjoyed everybody listening. We've been having fun. Hopefully you've been having fun. Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Bye. Are you happy now? Are you satisfied with the way that you let our love die? So how's it feel to be on the other side without me in your life? I was calling you my world, my heart, my everything. Oh, but you didn't give a damn enough to let me in. But now you know, if you want love, you gotta give a love, or it'll disappear. Now you're all alone, wishing you could go back to where you had me at. But it's too late to make it right, and you can't. No, you can't reverse the tears. The truth is hidden, you loud and clear. Like, oh, 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 oh.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show host are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.